Over 400 cyclists, swimmers, and track and field athletes are in Charlotte this weekend. They're competing for spots on the 2016 U.S. Paralympic team. WFAE's Ana Lucia Murillo was at the track and field trials, where the athletes were eager to share their passion for competition and the achievement of their peers.
On your mark.
Athletes speed around the track, some on foot, some on blades, some in wheelchairs. 20-year-old Hannah McFadden is trying to make her second Paralympic team. She's a wheelchair racer on the wheelchair track team at the University of Illinois. She lost her left leg up to her hip due to a childhood bone deformity. Hannah's a sprinter. She races in the 200 and the 100 meters as a T54. This is a code for her disability and function level. It ensures she only races against people with similar disabilities.
In the 50 series, we have about 3 classifications for females.
That's the series for wheelchair racers.
The 54 means you have the highest functioning, so you can move all of you have ab control, back control, like all of the core muscles.
Some race outside their classification, like sprinter Regis Woods. He's a double above the knee amputee. He competes against below the knee amputees, and he's a national 200 meter champ in that classification. All of them are running on blades. Woods says they can run nearly as fast as able-bodied Olympic hopefuls, but they face other financial challenges.
It's hard to get sponsorships with Paralympic sports, especially in the U.S.
Riga says it's hard to focus on his training without that sponsorship support. He hopes more athletes will speak out about the inequities.
The equality versus the able bodies and the Paralympians, because, yeah, Bolt can run 9 seconds, but when you got a David Brown, blind athlete, running in the tens, you got Regis Woods flying down the track or jumping 19 and 20 feet in the long jump. That's an inspiration. The world needs to see that.
He'll learn Sunday if he makes his first Paralympic team. The Paralympics take place in Rio de Janeiro in September, 2 weeks after the Olympics. For WFAE News, I'm Ana Lucia Murillo in Charlotte.